Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel lesson, we read about Luke's account of Jesus healing 10 leopards, 9 Jews, and 1 Samaritan. Evidently, birds of the feather flocked together. The 9 Jewish lepers consorted with the 1 despised Samaritan, since they all were outcasts, crippled by the same hideous affliction. God's overall message to us today is one that focuses on mercy, faith, and the gift of gratitude. 2,000 years ago, leprosy was a chronic, debilitating disease. It was a horrible, disfiguring infection of the skin and nervous system that was spread mostly by coughing and sneezing. The disfigurement was so repulsive that the lepers were banned from society to the outskirts of their communities, and they were required to call out with a loud voice the warning, "Unclean! Unclean!" when anyone approached them. Today, it's completely curable, and through antibiotic treatment, they can be cured. But in Jesus' day, the lepers were ostracized, banished, shunned. There was no cure for it back then. The particular group sought out Jesus as he entered their village, but they still kept their distance. Then they had heard about this unusual man, this Jesus of miracles, this Jesus of deep compassion. They called out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Rather than requiring the required unclean. They were pleading with Jesus for their compassion and for healing. Jesus was breaking social norm by even considering them, let alone healing them. And his word was enough to cure them. Instead of isolation, his word offered them spiritual healing in addition to physical healing. But not thinking twice, they hurried off to show themselves to the priests as Jesus had commanded. That is, all but one. Only the Samaritan among them turned back to praise God. And with a loud voice, he alone fell at the feet of Jesus and gave him thanks. Where were the other 9 indeed? It seems that ingratitude was the response of the majority. The foreigner, the Samaritan, alone received the special recognition of Jesus that his faith had made him whole. He received not just a physical cleansing, but the deeper eternal wholeness, that is salvation, freely given by grace and tied to faith in Christ. We ask for God's healing, salvation, every Sunday when we sing or speak Kyrie eleison. O Lord, have mercy. It is there in every form of worship service in our current hymnal. Whether it comes after the entrance hymn or after the readings, it's always there. I'd say that makes it an important element of our worship liturgy, asking for mercy. Just as the leopards had done. Mercy is God's word for his response to people in a state of distress, in a state of misery. Mercy is God's answer to our misery. In fact, it is the quintessential sinner's prayer. As sinners, we bring nothing to the table except our misery and helplessness, relying entirely on Christ's unearned mercy. And like the lepers, our sin isolates us from God and others. That isolation can only be reversed by Christ, as he grants total mercy to the undeserving, to relieve our distress and to supply our physical and spiritual needs. And all this out of his great compassion and love for us poor sinners. That indeed is mercy. After their cry for mercy, Jesus told them, the lepers, to go show themselves to the priests. What happened next was a gift received by faith. Trusting his word, they went, and on the way they noticed that they had been healed. Had they said, "No, Lord, first you must lay hands on us and say words that would cause us to be cleaned," Jesus probably would have said, "O ye of little faith." Their healing was truly a gift, an undeserved gift. They trusted his word. Faith takes God at his word and acts upon it before any visible proof even appears. Remember, according to Matthew 17:20, faith can move mountains. Jesus said that even faith as small as a mustard seed can accomplish the impossible. Trusting in God's help to push past fear, sickness, and even deep struggles that feel impossible to fix, that is the faith we have in God. 10 men were healed, but only one, the despised Samaritan, a foreigner, returned to give proper praise and thanks at Jesus' feet. As a Samaritan, the Jewish temple in Jerusalem was not his temple, so he was right to return to the great high priest, Jesus. Jesus is the one who intercedes for us with God the Father. He is the one who has sacrificed for our uncleanness. The Samaritan had it right. True faith is turned outward and upward in worship, confession, and gratitude toward Jesus. Now Jesus asked him, "Where are the other nine?" The other nine, all Jews, thinking only of themselves, went to the priest to be reinstated into society and to allow access to the temple again. They possessed the physical gift of being able to return to their homes and associate again with their friends and families, but missed out on showing any gratitude to the giver. Their response to being healed exposed the sin of entitlement and ingratitude. Like these nine lepers who lacked appreciation for God's physical blessing and only prioritized the ceremonial cleanup instead of the cleanser, human nature defaults to crying out for help in a crisis and ignoring God once the problem goes away. How often have we had the tendency to take God's daily gifts, health, food, and life itself, for granted once a crisis passes? Let us not forget who our Savior is. God's mercy extends to the unworthy. That includes all of us. Our response to him should be to praise him daily. He bore no grudge toward us, no repulsion because of our unclean condition, no banishment because of our sins. He sent his only Son, Jesus, to cleanse us, to save us. Jesus came to cleanse both body and soul. Now, because our sins are forgiven, death has no power over us. In the resurrection of Christ, we see a vision of our own future. That is, in the resurrection of the flesh on the last day. Our bodies, now afflicted with illness and infirmity, now subject to aging and decay, our bodies now racked with disease, disfigurement, and death, these bodies of ours will be raised up whole and perfect and just right for enjoying eternal life. That is the promise held forth by the cleansing of the lepers. Wholeness forever. Look at this altar. This is where Jesus offers to us his sacrament of Holy Communion. Like the Samaritan, we return to the feet of Jesus at this altar to receive not just temporary physical healing, but the ultimate reconciliation, forgiveness, and eternal wholeness of body and soul. True faith in Jesus is the source of eternal life. Deo gratias. Thanks be to God. Amen.